Greetings, namaste, and shalom, everybody out there in dreamland. I am the Beyond Top Secret Texan. Join me on my podcast, the Beyond Top Secret Texan Podcast, where I explore the outer limits of human abilities, top secret military technologies, the reality of extraterrestrial Earth alliances, secret space wars, advanced cryptozoology, and all subjects of theosophic truth, esotericism, and the occult. Beyond a Top Secret Texan Podcast.
Greetings, everybody out there in dreamland. Namaste and shalom. Iron sharpens iron, and a friend sharpens a friend. Thank you all very much for tuning into another broadcast of the Beyond Top Secret Texan. I am the Beyond Top Secret Texan, and it is my pride and privilege to be broadcasting to you from the third coast, the coast with the most, the Gulf Coast of Texas. Thank you, listeners new and old. Thank you for supporting me throughout this year. It's been a great calendar year for the Beyond Top Secret Texan podcast. It has been a great and formative year in terms of the information we have learned, the information we have presented, the territory we have covered, and the maps we have made. Thank you all. If you've only listened to a few episodes, maybe even only one, maybe even only this one, but thank you all very much from the bottom of my heart, especially those who have checked out the archives while they were all free and made public in response to Patreon taking down two Patreon accounts for my channel back-to-back, as well as the demonetization across the board with TikTok and YouTube. Demonetizing me within this calendar year as well. So that was in response to the attempts to limit my abilities or limit my potential on their platform. So I tried to counter that by making my entire archives free of charge, free to the public. And the numbers show that was effective because as the Spotify Wrapped has shown, we have become internationally ranked. I and the Beyond Top Secret Texan solo show basically have accomplished all our goals when it comes to ratings and when it comes to viewership, when it comes to growth for the channel. And, you know, the sky's the limit. We're just going to keep getting more traction. We're going to start reaching more people across even a wider territory across the map, even in more countries, even in more nationalities. We're going to start trying to reach more people, specifically in Texas, specifically local audiences, specifically community specific audiences, trying to get some state bred paranormal investigators and experts, as well as experiencers, united and active, still in the fields, to start kind of, you know, maybe collaborating and trying to get their voices out there as a legitimate goal, you know, as a point to make that Texas is a hot spot for all paranormal activity, but specifically a UFO activity, as well as, you know, the military and military industrial deep state secret society aspect of the phenomenon, the greater Gestalt phenomenon that is the unknown and the unexplained. I feel with the size and the population and the modernity of the populace, basically the Vox Populi, into the 21st century that it's just going to be the world leader, really, the national leader when it comes to independent journalism, when it comes to popular grassroots type shows, paranormal investigative efforts, and that it's just, we're going to have to ride the wave that's going to exist in terms of the energy that Texas is going to bring to the 21st century in these fields. So definitely looking forward to that in future projects. Today we're going to be reading the transcripts from an interview with a confirmed member of the Illuminati. Now, conditions for the interview were such that the anonymity of this individual was kept at all times in exchange for honesty and disclosure. That was a fair trade in my estimation, and I do not fault the people in charge of this interview for agreeing to that, but as a private investigative effort on my own that I am not connected to officially with this group that conducted this interview, I will go ahead and declare who I think this individual was. Who gave this interview? Without getting into details of my own investigative efforts and the clues that I used, the open source intelligence that I was able to pilot and navigate, or to use more of as a philosopher's stone to help translate the different clues, I think the person being interviewed, the person giving the answers to these questions, is Donald Tusk, the former president of the EU, European Council, a Polish politician, president of the European Council from 2014 to 2019, and the 14th prime minister of Poland. And I will not bog us down or get us into the mire of explaining the importance of this individual on the global stage. I will leave that to you, daring and intrepid intellectuals listening at home, to do the barest minimum of investigative work on yourself, maybe Google searching this individual, Donald Tusk, spelt just like it sounds. Donald Tusk, T-U-S-K. So let's get into it. It's quite a lengthy interview with lots of great information. And this is not a matter of me disagreeing or agreeing with anything or any points made here, but rather bringing you the interview uncensored as it stands, controversy notwithstanding. But do not shoot the messenger, for that is what I am currently, the messenger. The middleman between this exclusive interview, which is very obscure, and you out there in dreamland. Getting into it. Question one, right off the bat. And this was recorded, by the way, on April 15th, 2020. April 15th, 2020. Do you like being inbred? Do you like being inbred? Answer. Inbreeding is a term we created to control lesser peoples. I'm sure you've heard the fabled stories about the mad kings and their boorish wives. The truth is that you as an individual are carried on through your bloodline, and intermixing with others, especially lessers, devalues your future incarnation. Question. Do you ever feel bad about fucking your little cousin? What does baby blood taste like? Answer. Blood rituals are for puppets. Puppets require blackmail. We do not muddy our hands in these things. Question. Where do you keep the Jews? Answer. They've served their purpose well. Unfortunately, when the Goyim are gone, there always becomes another to replace them, and so on and so forth. The game of chess never truly ends, not unless technology is advanced to the point that survival is ensured, though your class has helped us wonderfully with that. Question. What's going to happen to the EU, the European Union? Answer. The EU is the European Union, by nature a union of Europeans. It was originally planned to be administrative, with corresponding North American unions, but that did not go as planned. It was realized that one must wait for technology to arrive that will solidify our control, then proceed with those undertakings. Soon the satellites will be in the air, and we will be unstoppable. It's a pity, being destroyed by the technology you created, but that is the game we play. Question. Was Hitler a good guy? Answer. Normally, I'd never give a straight answer, but we are required to reveal the truth every so often to offset the bad karma gained by our actions. Hitler was an agent who served a purpose. Hitler, the anti-Semite, quote-unquote, single-handedly created Israel, quote-unquote, the Jewish state. Think about that. Question. Do Jews and the crypto-Jews run the world? Answer. Jews do not run anything of real significance. They are a red herring to the true order, one which you've seen memes about and think is funny. It is remarkable how easily you people are fooled. You see a crooked face and cry wolf, yet do not see the one disguised as a sheep with a dagger waiting in lieu. Question. Tell me about aliens. Answer. An infinite universe, the scientists say it is. It in a universe of infinity, do you really believe humans are so alone and special? That is the ignorance, and perhaps even the pride of the uneducated. You are not alone, not in this plane, and not in any others. There are others which live on this planet, which fight for and against the people on this planet. You are the alien to them. Question. Does your mother know you are a pedophile homosexual? Answer. We do not muddy our hands with the doings of the lesser elites. I will not tarry on this subject, but sacrifices are required by lower families to ensure loyalty and obedience. Rabid dogs cannot be trusted otherwise. Question. What's your favorite dinosaur? Answer. Crocodiles. Question. What keeps you up at night? Answer. I enjoy my rest. Question. Share a pearl of Illuminati wisdom. Answer. There are far too many to choose from. I will perhaps choose this adage, as it is a simple proverb my family repeats commonly. Out of suffering comes wisdom. Question. What gets you jealous? Answer. I do not let emotions rule over me. I do not feel jealousy because I do not covet what others hold. Question. What is one thing poltards are right about? Answer. Pole in general? Next to nothing at all. You mock the wise and praise the fools. It is comical, really. Shills are not as prevalent as you think. They are usually isolated to topics of interest and paid to for demoralization. But I find time and time again, you yourselves will hold the truth in contempt as you have been trained to do so. Must you be taught the rule of inversion? How little you all know. Question. On a scale from 1 to 10, how progressive do you consider yourself? Answer: progressive? How foolish. We do not consume our own propaganda. That is a tool of control. We do not aim to neuter ourselves and our actions. Question: why would you need more control? Isn't the average plebeian demotivated enough to guarantee your stay in power? Answer: it is not just about gaining more control. It is about maintaining it and securing the viability of the bloodlines in the future. And as a personal thought, it is important to set forth a goal so that boredom does not set in or madness, lest the resolve and teachings of the ancients decay. Question: is this a prison planet? Answer: on the contrary. Nearly all of the suffering you endure have been to the actions of yourself and your bad karma of the surrounding tribesmen. Little is imposed upon you. You choose to act in accordance with what you have created. Question: do rich enough people consider themselves above the common law and are in fact subject to a parallel secret legal system of their own? Answer: the only actions that are forbidden are those which run contrary to the common good of the whole being the bloodline. Laws are imposed to control you. Question: should I join the special forces? Answer: of course, but you will fight for us. Question: if Hitler was a Jewish agent, why did he nationalize the bank and kick out the Rothschilds? Answers: and why did the good chap Rockefeller fund these efforts, knowing full well his loyalty to the Rothschild family? Question: so are the Vatican Jesuits at the top of the hierarchy? Answer: an interesting question. Such a question shows that one understands things others do not. To put it simply, the greatest men are warriors of the third kind, those who can tap in the unseen. What do you see? Question: are you the good guys winning the war? Answer: there are no good guys in reality. There are only people serving their interests. It's power. Whether that you serve your interest to your end of this life or your interest to secure an end in another, you are doing what benefits you. If you controlled the money of a nation, would you not work to ensure that your children and children's children are secure in their holdings for all their days? Question: if Hitler won, would the Illuminati have been finished? Answer: he did win. He achieved his purpose and gave a great sacrifice. Question: my whole family are Freemasons, which date back centuries ago. Are they anything to do with the quote-unquote elite? Answer: Freemasons held esoteric knowledge of value. We muddied that in the mid-1700s in Europe. America was more resistant, largely due to the works of the rascal Andrew Jackson. It took until the 1850s to solidify there. How convenient that a civil war took place in the next decade. Question: is a depopulation cull a solution being entertained? Answer: is this rhetorical? You have eyes, but you cannot see. Question: if so, what form would it take? Answer: look outside and observe your society. Find where the Jewish agenteer works and you will find where you have been misled. Question: would it be fast and devastating, leaving most of the population to rebuild in a dark age while the elites recede from life for a while? Or would it happen slowly in the form of sterilization and birth control? Answer: there would be nothing to rebuild. The bad actors will simply die of disease and be unable to change our stake. Then we will have won our little game forever. Question: if depopulation is being considered, what is the priority of the elite in terms of who stays and who goes? Answer. Now that is the real question. That is likely the next chapter of the story. The story never ends. Question. It would strike me as long-term folly to sacrifice high IQ populations in exchange for the ease of controlling the low IQ populations. Answer. It would be a folly to allow competition to uproot your fair rule. Would you have eternal Roman Empire rife with civil war and betrayal? Question. How do you explain Jews and Arabs' horrible immune systems and just fucked up genes in general? Answer. The issue of inbreeding is that there are bad genes, which are in truth not at all like what you are taught. The bad genes can increase in occurrence due to inbreeding within a family, since the genes are more likely to be expressed. But ponder this. What about the good genes? Are they blown to the wind? And ponder this. Perhaps there is another reason people are being genetically damaged. What has entirely to do with epigenetics and what you consume? Question. Did Epstein die? If so, who killed him and why? Answer. Agents are not punished. If death is certain, then fear of death is irrelevant. Question. Who is most responsible for the third world invasion of the first world over the last 10 years? Does the demographic shift bother you? Answer. What an imbecilic question. Question. Are you worried about your yes men turning on you? Answer. Worried? No. Cautious? Always. Others do not feel the same way. That is why there's a big push for technology, replacement instead of enslavement. It's the old versus new mentality. Coming to a theater near you is a new dialectic. Question. What are the things in the forest? Answer. The owl and the child. Question. Is coronavirus a hoax? Answer. It is a tool, as with all propaganda. Question. Is 5G a weapon? Answer. It is not. 5G symptoms are recorded as COVID-19, however. I speak freely knowing you consider me a liar. Question. What about Prince Harry then? Answer. Prince Harry? Question mark. What is he? Question mark. Royalty of the blind children? Royalty must hold physical, moral, and spiritual power. All these people possess is mirrors and or smoke and mirrors. Question. Do you have any advice for someone trying to scare or protect themselves from spirits or reptilians? Answer. Quartz, resin, and copper. They hate these things. Question. What do you fear the most? Answer. I will be honest here, as I have not confided this for my family or friends, and cannot, or they will assume I am weak. What I fear most is your ancestors returning. You see, you were genetically modified from a single helix to a double helix. You were cut off from much of your psychic and spiritual abilities. Your ancestors, though you shared little in similarity, now still hold an interest in this place. It has been foreseen that we will come to blows again. That will be very unfortunate. But yet it is a hurdle to overcome. It makes these things exciting. The future is exciting. Question. Is your bloodline really just a separate race of people? The word bloodline has connotations of inbreeding and incest if kept to one family. But you can have healthy communities of thousands of interbreeding individuals. So is that what your bloodline is about? You are like royals and only marry other royals? We are a superior group that we have engaged in selective breeding amongst ourselves and rooted out the weaknesses that plague the common man. Royals are not royalty. They are in Halloween costumes. Question. Do you think psychopaths, sociopaths, cluster Bs, and other mental illness should block people from having any kind of job where they can crap all over everything? Answer. Conscience is the last thing we desire a suitable candidate for puppetry to have. I made that term up. I quite like it. Question. Are you for or against the preservation of at least some of the white races? Answer. This place fixates on the concept of the quote-unquote white race, not all realizing the term white means a melting pot of different tribes with varying characteristics. Bring foreign blood into a tribe, even sharing your ever-so-precious skin color, and their traits will cause disharmony with your traits. Preserve your family first, then worry about your superhero fantasies later. Question. What criteria do you require to be elite? Does every elitist have a higher IQ? Answer. Elite usually refers to quality of bloodlines of note, who hold renown in secret and special powers. Question. Aren't you a little concerned with the sigil counterparts? How do you intend to address and contend with those opposed to the Sethian side of the cross? Answer. This is the marketplace. In the marketplace, there must always be good or bad products. If there is not bad, then there cannot exist good. There can only be, and yang without the yin becomes the is. Question. What reason is there to believe in reincarnation, and how does it supposedly work? Answer. These answers are found in the untapped spirituality you possess in your DNA. Press between your forehead and understand what you are. Question. Are you the Aldebaran aliens spoken of in the La Charta files? Answer. No. But many of the fictions are accurate. The truth remains easily accessible, however, to those with the ability to perceive it. That is why so much effort goes into preventing this ability. Nothing is lost and nothing can be hidden from the eye that sees. Question. Are you a Bud Elite, a Miller Elite, or a Coors Elite? Answer. I am familiar with what you're speaking about, the sigils. Nonetheless, they play little real significance outside of human trafficking. Question. How much longer do you believe you have before you're among many disembodied elite heads in a garden of pointy sticks? Answer. All the time and none of it. All that is will be again. All that can be will be. It is the role we play. Question. So I'll ask, why do you see Europeans in competition? Answer. You seem to have developed this idea of the noble European surrounded by barbarians. Yet, that was not what the Europeans that engaged in dozens of wars each year and competed to conquer the world and themselves? Oh, the lament for the great Europe of the Middle and Renaissance, of the Middle Ages and Renaissance. But do you care for those whom your ancestors vanquished? Does your elusive superiority mean they deserve the destruction at your behest? The relative morality of the West. Question. Give me three original ideas or thoughts you haven't been discussing to death on conspiracies or conspiracy forums. They haven't been discussed to death on conspiracy forums. Answer. I'm not foolish enough as to be revealing any plans, but I will give you this. 1. What is the significance of the triptych? 2. Who was Nebuchadnezzar? 3. What was King Tut's true significance? Question. Will you utter an elite cry of pain when the unwashed masses drag you out of your mansion with ropes? It is likely that as a biological organism, I will feel pain and suffer bereavement at the loss of my life should that occur. Though we train ourselves to be muted towards these things, emotions can really ruin well-made plans. Question. Do you consider yourself a purebred human or something entirely different? Answer. As it was stated, you are the alien. Would you not feel obliged to defend your planet against invaders? Funny. Question. What are your views on guns and gun control? Answer. Guns are great if they aid your agenda, like ours. They are bad if they impede it, like yours. Guns in your hands are very bad. Question. Your point was to do not eat that born of death, and you kinda explained it to mean don't feed on something when it is harmful to another life form. Answer. Once again, you do not understand what I'm saying. You have not the concept of what the food I described was, but you would attribute it as a spiritual effect for what it causes. It was quite literal. Would you let the Goyim starve? Question. Would you let the Goyim starve? Answer. The act of consuming honey is not stealing from the humans, it is stealing from the bees. I point out the lament of the bees because you do not understand your hypocrisy. You will complain all day of your suffering under the Jewish thralls of ours, who view you as lesser to them, but you will care a little for what you view as lesser to yourself. The only difference is you create imaginary distinctions to justify these thoughts. Perceive the answers before you ask the questions. Question. Do blood types have anything to do with anything or just another wet dream? Answer. Everything. Rh negative people are from a previous iteration of humanity with an inborn group immunity to Rh plus monkeys like yourselves. Do you know about the anomaly / nobody often discussed on these boards? Answer. Crumbs, I will give you, but the diamonds, you shall not throw those before the swine lest they become muddied. Indeed, it is common for the liars to emulate the sages, where they will be both acting mystical, but the truth will be layered, as the common man will never understand it. See how nobody in this interview has understood or even perceived the riddles I have layered? This is why the secret societies begin in the first place. The knowledge becomes forbidden, and the common fool becomes a judge among judges. I do not proclaim that your manipulation of inferior beings is bad when we engage in the same. I will point out your hypocrisy, in which you selectively choose to be moral. How do you quantify value in morality? Who decides morality? For what purpose does it serve? Question. Do you realize that doing good things with conscious intention to outweigh the bad things you already have done won't save you from the consequences of your karma? Just like the guys from Comet Pizza with dozen statues of Buddha in the background. Answer. Perhaps not, but do the ends justify the means? Question, does the elite believe the earth is flat? Answer, again, we do not consume our own lies. Question, Allah? Question mark. Answer, the Arabian name for God. Question, what practical steps can I take to ensure the highest probability of surviving and thriving in your coming plans? Answer, learn how to counter harmful electromagnetic fields and do the opposite of what your peers demand. Question, the rules of the game? Answer, it depends on the game you are playing. Question, nature versus the spirit world? Answer, positive and negative entities aiding you or using you for their own ends is nature, which you may accept or decline. Your family will choose or must choose power. Must choose power. Question, have you ever heard of the Nagas? Answer, I enjoy many books to come from the Indian subcontinent. I understand what you speak of. Question, what do you think about intelligent reptilian humanoid beings, if anything? Have you ever conversed with any of them? Is it true they play a large role in this so-called New World Order? Answer, an interesting question. I leave your intuition to decide. Question, if you understand the law of karma, why don't you repent and try to quietly leave what you're doing and make amends for it? Answer, this is what I was born into, and this is my purpose. In life, there must always be two sides to a coin. And you don't pick the side of your coin. Question, have you considered the possibility of extraterrestrial forces removing and or punishing the New World Order or Illuminati soon? Answer, see my ancestors' answer in the above post. Question, will you accept that soon you're going to have to realize we know and are witnessed against you? Anything you're purposely doing against us, despite all witness, will not end well for you. We are not your subjects. Life is not yours to play with, and you are crossing boundaries you don't understand. Answer, and this is why choice is given. You play by our rules because you want the benefits it brings you. You volunteer for the game. Nobody holds a gun to your head. However, you hold the guns to your own. Question. What makes rhesus negative people special? The negative zero in particular. Answer, they are the bloodlines of something your ancestors held very dear. They are more perceptive, have enhanced psychic abilities, and are resistant against intrusion into their bloodlines by Mother Nature. Question, if you're elite with some kind of glorious plan for your own future, then why the bunch of you is so short-sighted and narrow-minded? Answer, we are short-sighted from your perspective, but we are not harming ourselves. We do what is beneficial to us at the detriment of you. We take care of our own to seek to ensure the future of our survival. Why should we do otherwise? So that we might be manipulated through the concept of altruism into the same fate of service as your people? Question, but why riddles? Why can't you just be straight up? Why are there no better than a Jew? You are secretive and deceptive, just like a kike. You ain't shit, faggot. Just another kike with no real wisdom, just shadiness, and the implication of some deeper wisdom whilst you stick your nose in the air at the rest of us? Answer. You asked me this when I provided the answer to you already. Imbecilic. Perhaps you have annoyed me a bit here because you do not seem to realize all the answers you ever needed were already there. All that you need to know about us, about this world, and about the key to all of it is already what I've said. Much of it is an easily consumable book form at a public library. And it is not hidden away, it is out in the open, like Excalibur, but you don't even try to release it from its stone. Question. What is your opinion of the Essenes? What is Rosicrucianism? What is your opinion of the origin of Alexandria and its take on Christian Gnosticism as opposed to Sethian Gnosticism? Answer. A good question has been found. The men who lived to 120 years, the teachers of your most beloved man, Jesus Christ, the groundwork for the communal, these with true wisdom brought from Persia, I would think highly of them, though we differ in philosophy. Rosicrucianism, I consider it to be a corrupted form of Hermeticism, though it remains very popular in the elite. And the origin of Alexandria, Christian Gnosticism, and its opposition to Sethian Gnosticism. I am much too busy to care about Gnosticism. This is required a spiritual approach to approach the astral planes with a planar mind so that one is not influenced towards philosophies of one kind or another. Abilities are to be learned, not modes of thought to be trained. Question. You do not understand your own hypocrisy. Answer. There is no hypocrisy. Stealing honey from bees is acceptable if it ensures my existence. That does not mean the bees don't have to endure the exploitation. They should fight it to ensure their existence. But that ensures more honey for me. Just like that is acceptable for, say, the Jew to manipulate and exploit the Goyim to ensure their own existence at the cost of the Goyim. But likewise, you have to accept the Goyim's right to rid themselves of this parasitic exploitation. You serve your family's interests just like I serve my race's interests. Therefore, I say, let's acceptable to eat food born of death if it ensures your evolutionary success. But yes, I don't really understand your cryptic pseudo-wisdom. So anyway, it's rare to find such honesty. We all fight for our existence. My good is your evil. That is why it is called perception and circumstance. You asked for something which is not discussed openly. I scarcely have the time, but I assume you will not find what I am talking about anywhere else. There are the breadcrumbs, my friend. Dismiss them. It will no harm come to me. Follow them, and perhaps you will learn great things. And that is the end of the interview. Very cryptic, posted online on a chat forum. A very popular one, known worldwide with a great amount of influence. in the cultural world that we live in currently that I have posted from before. I can say without shame that it's both a government espionage intel site and now a site used by both the elite and the common man due to its anonymity and being basically the virtual commons of the Western world. So take it as you will. Take it for what it's worth. Those were not my words. Those were posted originally on April 15th, 2020 by an anonymous individual who, through my own research and time, I have deduced most likely is Donald Tusk, the Polish MP, and president of the European Council from 2014 to 2019. Thank you all very much for listening. Thank you very much out there at Dreamland for all your support, for liking and subscribing so far. Thank you all very much for those who will continue to listen to into the future. I hope to bring you guys great content for as long as I can. Time isn't real, but according to this calendar, we are 2 years going into our third year, and it's 100% because of you, the listener out there in Dreamland, supporting me, that I am able to find the inspiration and the motivation to continue. But rest assured that if even was not a single soul out there in this dimension or another listening to this broadcast, I would still continue as hard as I am currently going towards the truth. But it just wouldn't be the same without you. God bless you and your families. Peace out.